very plain to see.
Radio obituaries here at Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. We must continue on with them as we go to Ellington Jordan, the American soul and funk songwriter and record producer, mainly known as the co-writer with Etta James and Billy Foster of the blues song I'd Rather Go Blind. Ellington Jordan just passed away at 80. It is his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Something told me it was over. When I sealed him out walking, something deep down in my soul said, cry, boy. When I sealed him out talking, I would rather go blind, girl, than to see you walk away from me, child. So you see, I love you so much, I don't want to let you go now, babe. And most of all, I don't want to be free. I would rather go blind than to see you walk away from me, child. Oh, watch a run away. When the reflection of the glass I held to my lips, now babe, revealed the tears that were on my face. And I would rather go blind, girl, than to see you walk away from me, child. In the glass I held to my lips, now baby, reveal the tears that were on my face. And I would rather go blind, girl, than to see you walk away from me, child.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Joe Silver. Member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank Ever and Beginning staff, he was the churlman of our board in the New York office. He played a very important role here in the organization. I was going back through emails from him and found that he was the one who chose which preposition we were going to use when we were putting together the last Bubbles in the Think Tank record, which ended up being 7 inches in heaven. But he was the one who picked the preposition. And that is so Joe Silver, if anything ever, ever was. We don't exactly have the story of sweet Joe Silver's life. I'll just talk about him from my standpoint. I met him, as I met many people over the years, through the NRBQ email listserv, back before there were Facebooks and Google groups and all that kind of stuff. We just had an old Plain Jane listserv that, from way back then, was administered by the executive producer and valet when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak. I'm sure plenty of you out there know whether or not that's how we came to learn of one another. But that was where I met Joe. He and I would converse on occasion off the list, always by email. I probably didn't meet him until one of the NRBQ reunion shows in Northampton. I think he may have sat next to me at the first reunion show in Northampton, but I'm not exactly positive. We've debated this before. But he went on to become very near and dear to me through his association with Bubbles in the Think Tank. I feel like we are a great family for people like Joe. And I love him unconditionally and with everything I've got. He did so much for us here at the program. You heard last week's episode where we did the replay of his 2013 lovingly curated episode as one of our Ever Embiggening staff members. And hopefully you went back and listened to the full version of that episode. Go over to bubblesinthethinktank.com or the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group to get a link to go listen to that. But I'm really proud to have known him. We've been missing him here for so long since he got sick, and we've just been missing him. I have no clue how old Joe Silver was. Not a single clue, because it never, ever mattered. So it's the Weasel Radio Obituary, and I just want to say, why is he the Weasel? Because he's the one who latched on to that one time where I said that I had gone out of my way to find a ninth obit to do one week because I only had eight, and I really felt like I needed to jam a weasel in there. He was the one who loved that. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Joe Silver. Oh, and even more. I mean, I got so much to say. He teased us all for a very long time with the fact that he had hired someone from the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars to play on a track, and that he would get it to me at some point. Well, I got it now. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, starting with that, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Heights.
Hi, this is your titular head. So, as I mentioned last week, Joe had organized the Cute Nanny, the NRBQ sing-along play-along event that we did during the 2007 reunion of the band. And he even put some work into a wonderful songbook of songs from the band. And that was a lot of fun. I posted the video last week. And then in 2009 at the Klang Fang, we did another Cute Nanny in the hotel bar. I had my guitar and banjo and trumpet and stuff. Joe was on his Dan Electro bass. There were a couple drummers there, some other folks. So anyway, so Joe starts up Rain of the Drive-In. And after about a minute or so, a tall blonde musician walks in the door. The door was open. It was a nice sunny day. And he started to take over on the keyboards. And you can hear the crowd get excited when Terry Adams walks in. So towards the end, you can hear Terry start playing the solo, and then he stumbles a little bit. And if you listen closely at the end, you can hear me take over on pocket trumpet mouthpiece to save his ass. And then later at the concert, Terry mentioned it and said that he walked into the hullabaloo, he called it erroneously, and he said that we were playing it right. He said, NRBQ never played it right. So, that was just quite a moment for all of us. So here's a performance. I love Joe's little remark at the end.
One, two, three, four. See.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Max Bennett, a musician whose career as a bassist and composer began in 1949 and continued almost until his recent passing. Through the 1950s and into the 60s, he played jazz on the acoustic string bass, working with noted West Coast jazz instrumentalists, as well as singers including Peggy Lee, Mel Torme, and Ella Fitzgerald. He also released several jazz albums under his own name. In the 1960s, Bennett's career took a turn as he concentrated on studio work and began to play the electric bass guitar almost exclusively. Artists with whom he recorded included Elvis Presley, The Monkees, The Partridge Family, Harry Nilsson, Barbara Streisand, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Ry Cooder, George Harrison, and others too numerous to mention. I recommend that you take a look at his discography at maxbennett.com to see the staggering quantity and variety of his recorded output. In the early 70s, Bennett formed the jazz rock group the LA Express with saxophonist Tom Scott. They came to the attention of Joni Mitchell, with whom they recorded four albums and toured between 1974 and 76. Bennett remained active as a musician in his later years, continuing to write music and to perform and record with his own groups in Southern California. Max Bennett just passed away at age 90. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for John Lewis, the American civil rights leader and politician, represented the 5th Congressional District of Georgia in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1987 through this year. Gosh. He was one of the organizers of the 1963 March on Washington and has such a storied history that I'm going to let all of the other media outlets cover them for you, the listener, because I just think that's better. John Lewis just passed away at 80. I did get to have an opportunity or two to meet him because I used to do a lot of work in D.C. lobbying for public broadcasting, community technology, and things like that. And he was just so lovely and so gracious. He wanted to learn about all of the different types of organizations that I'd worked with. And it was very refreshing to meet somebody in D.C. who was so interested to hear the stories from my communities when I was working with organizations like Media Bridges, the New Mexico Media Literacy Project, places like that. He really wanted to hear those stories. and I really respected him. For that, if for no other reason. It was pretty amazing. It's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary for John Lewis right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Blaine Kern Sr., also known as Mr. Mardi Gras. He was the second of three generations of Kearns to run Kearns Studios, which built Mardi Gras floats for 18 different crews each year, including Rex and Zulu. He just passed away at 93. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Blaine Kern Sr. right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
That's the coupe Chevrolet. Ah, Jimmy the Cracker, the doodaddy giga.
Down in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans. Everybody's talking about what they saw while they were at the Mardi Gras. They even talking about the Creole Queens way down there in New Orleans. They even talking about the hot trolleys, how much two for a nickel in New Orleans. They couldn't help but mention about the Creole dish, gumbo with filet and gasparagu fish. Well, they had so much fun they didn't want to go to bed. They drank black coffee which was homemade. They talked and talked instead and stayed just to see King Zulu in the big parade. They danced to the music of a Creole band. They played pop tunes in Dixieland. Some danced fast, some danced slow. Some even danced to the Zydeco. Well, they talked and talked about the fun they had, but when they had to leave, they all got mad. They had a lot of fun, which was their delight. They romped and stomped from morn till night.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Arja Tumarala, the Finnish continuity announcer, singer, and flight attendant. That might be one of my favorite descriptions ever. She just passed away at 78. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Esso besso, sukkonen, esso besso, äskeinen, sai mun paulaan kokonaan, mutta paeta en nyt tahdokkaan. Samba sykkii kutsuen, meitä tanssiin rakkauden, samba kahden sydämen. Tanssiin unikuvien ja leikkiin sukkosten. Rytmi keinuttaa ja viedä meitä saa. On kahden helpompaa onni saavuttaa. Bossa nova näin jo kantaa tähtiin päin. Sinun paulas jäin. Syytä sukon vain on esso besso. Rakkaltain esso besso. Sukon sain, monta niitä vielä saan. Bossa novaa tanssin aamuun koittavaan. Sanova näin, jo kantaa tähtiin päin. Sinun paulas jäin, se syytä sukon vain on. Esso besso, rakkaltain. Esso besso, sukon sain. Monta niitä vielä saan. Bossa novaa tanssin aamun koittavaan.
The ultimate radio obituary is for Pete Carr, the American guitarist who contributed to successful recordings by Joan Baez, Bob Seger, Joe Cocker, Paul Simon, Rod Stewart. Oh, it's just a ridiculously huge list from the 1970s onward. He also recorded and produced 4 solo albums. He was also known as the lead guitarist for the famed Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. Pete Carr just passed away at 70. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I sit and written all about the things I see. Called on the board to meet and raise my salary. You go so I don't know what you hope to find. Set you back and get a thought track in an easy time. Yeah, yeah. Good morning to your neighbor. Is your labor worth the while? Won't you stop it for a moment and spy? You do your wife and do your own, but do you belong? And you want to stop a blunder, all your life is gone. And over to my left, there's a deep blue sea. Jacob on my right, looking so tasty. You go so I don't know what you hope to find. Set you back and get a thought track in an easy time. Yeah, yeah. Stand up, what do you think you see, my girl? Stand up, draw out your misery. Get together with me, well, no. And do a scratch and don't you botch it up. And don't show that you don't recall who you are. And you've gone far and fast, your cause have proved that it's so. And no one's getting close to getting what you know. I'm sitting in the heat of a summer sun, fanning, tanning, fanning out what everyone done. The people around me love being kind. Set you back and get a thought track in an easy time. Yeah, yeah.
Pitching,
pitching,
clean up America.
America.
We got children so uptight that they can't tell the difference from the left and right. Blind and with confusion till they're out of sight. Then you tell them that they're stupid to your heart's delight. Expose them to some drugs as an easy out. When you know that they will choose the drugs beyond a doubt, you haul them to the courtroom on a trumped up frame. And that's how you play the justice game. Talk about the justice game.